Brighton Estates is designated as a dry subdivision by Wasatch County. Because it doesn't have water, property owners have a harder time getting building permits. Wasatch County building official Robert McDonald says not many permits have been issued in the past several years.
The issues were fire-related, so we weren't issuing permits. The Homeowners Association petitioned the council, and they did adopt an ordinance that allowed property owners to build, I believe it's a 1,000-square-foot house, without fire protection. But to this point, I don't think we've had any applications using that exception.
McDonald says there are just a handful of houses bigger than 1,000 feet, but they were built in the early 2000s. The county adopted an ordinance requiring sprinklers for structures over 1,000 square feet, but the roads in the neighborhood don't meet code for fire access.
The legislature passed a law a little over a year ago that allowed jurisdictions to require sprinklers by ordinance and by certain criteria. And one of the criteria was if it's the property's accessed with the road grade of 10% or greater for 500 continual feet, then the county could require sprinklers. And so that ordinance was drafted and adopted. Sprinklers would be required in Brighton Estates.
Wasatch Fire District Chief Ernie Giles says he could get his equipment up the Pine Canyon Road, but not into the subdivision.
In a nutshell, what really keeps them from getting a permit in that country is not so much Pine Canyon Road. Pine Canyon Road does breach the percentage of grade that we allow. More inside the subdivision, gets a lot of these homeowners. I don't know if you've been up in, if we're talking Brighton Estates, a lot of those roads interior in that subdivision are two-track roads, so they're not improved. They don't have any gravel on them. That's really a hard-surface road. They're a two-track, most of them dirt road.
McDonald says he hasn't issued building permits in Brighton Estates in the past several years, other than small outside structures. He says the property owners don't agree on how the area should be developed.
There has been a market of people, where they're buying and selling and speculating a little bit. And there's kind of two factions up there. There's two different property owner associations that kind of contend with one another. And I think their philosophies are completely different based on whether they want fire protection or not and whether they want to fix the roads or not. They seem to work against each other. I know there was a special service district formed at one point, and they were going to try and put fire protection in and do some road grades with it. And there was another property owner association that opposed it, and they finally went to county council. And my understanding, this special service district was finally dissolved.
He says there are a couple of small water companies that service certain lots. It's expensive to drill, and there are no guarantees of finding water. Park City is currently working with Utah Open Lands to establish a conservation easement on Bonanza Flat. It may eliminate snowmobiling on the city's property. McDonald says if property owners want to build in Brighton Estates, the issue of snowmobile access may have an impact on that decision.
I mean, if you have a cabin or a lot and wanted to build a cabin up there, and all of a sudden Park City, which now owns all of that property above you, won't allow you to snowmobile across it, it kind of takes desire to use it. They may have access on the forest property, but my guess is a lot of the snowmobiling would be on that property.
Giles says the building department determines if property owners are meeting code requirements.
So up till, I mean, a year ago, there was no permits being issued because nobody wanted to meet the standard. And I had several meetings. I mean, we've had court hearings on it. It's been challenged and something they can't overcome. It's if you do this and this and meet the law, basically meet the requirements, you'll sign off on your permit.
That's Wasatch Fire Chief Ernie Giles. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.